CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikael Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Tracy McBurney with us today.
Hello.
Hi, we love it when Tracy's here because she, you know, always helps me go through some of my stuff, which is always wonderful. And she's here to help you as well. Tracy can be found on the internet at her website, TracyMcBurney.com. Tracy without an E, T-R-A-C-Y, McBurney, M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.com. And she may not express all that she does on her website, but...
I don't even know.
I know.
I have no idea.
It's really quite a fascinating journey when you work with Tracy, so I highly recommend it. Contact her through her website. So we're going to talk, well, let's start with the, let's start with your little experience this week.
I think that will nicely segue into the conversation we were having just before this intro happened. Okay, so what I basically came in saying is, I want to tell this story. I want to tell this story. I don't know where we're going to tell this story, but I want to tell this story because it's just too cool. Okay, so we're driving home from North Carolina. We were on vacation, and we decided we were going to go through Washington, and that was an interesting experience in its own right. Maybe we'll talk about that later, but anyway. So we're on our way back to Toronto yesterday, and we're about an hour outside of Toronto, and we stop for gas, and my husband realizes that something's going on with the transmission. He goes to put the car from park into drive to come get us from the little store in the gas station, and he gets a clunk, 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 and that apparently tells any man that there's something going on with the transmission. And so I guess to most men, they would then immediately lift open the hood and start to look at the transmission fluid place. Of course, I wouldn't even know where to find that. But apparently there's a dipstick for that, and he went to test that dipstick, and there was, his words, next to no fluid in that channel. And he said, that's not a good thing. It means that your gears aren't going to be operating properly in an automatic transmission car and all that stuff. So he was pretending that everything was good, but you could tell he was getting really pretty agitated about the fact that we had a one-hour drive home still. It was raining and yada, yada, yada. So we managed to find a Honda dealership that was closing up but would sell him the oil, whatever the transmission oil was. But we had no funnel, at which point I said to him, don't worry. This is all crazy. Just don't worry about this. We're going to ask Archangel Michael for help, and I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to expand the transmission fluid that we have or do something like he did before for me. And my husband's looking at me like, what are you talking about? And I began to remind him of a time a couple of years back where I was on a six-lane highway, and I realized that I was not just empty on gas. I was way more than empty on gas. Like, my car was running on fumes. And this is the one thing that I really don't like about my Toyota Echo, and I hope somebody at Toyota is listening so they'll correct this problem from this point forward, is that the little indicator thing on the screen is, first of all, out of your field of vision, and number two, nobody made it a light that has a color. So it literally flashes this gray that you can't even see. And it's just ridiculous. I've now asked the angels to help me with that because it's ridiculous what Toyota did, Toyota people, if you're listening, and which I would like you to be listening. And there's just no light. There's no indicator light, no blue, no red, no nothing. And so I've run out of gas twice in this little Toyota, and I've never run out of gas before. So there I am on this six-lane highway a couple of years ago, and I'm freaking. I'm this little tiny car on this six-lane highway, and I'm running on fumes, and there's no exit for another, like, 10 miles. And the first thing I did is say, Archangel Michael, I need you to come. I need your help. I started to make my way over to the shoulder because I thought I'm going to run out of gas any second. And this is just so not okay. And I'm just asking Archangel Michael for help. I don't know what you can do. If you can put more gas in this car, whatever you can do, I need your help. And then my attention gets called to the gas gauge, and the gas gauge 2 years ago, as I'm on this highway, I see it move from way below empty. Like, I'm talking a half inch below empty. Like, it was scary. It was just bizarre.
Yeah, I know what that feels.
And it literally moved, the gas gauge moved to just above empty, like right in front of my eyes. I'm going, are you kidding me? And I just started to cry. Like, the tears just ran down my face. And I'm like, thank you, Michael. Thank you. I cannot believe, I don't know how you did this, but thank you, thank you, thank you. And I heard in my head that I could get all the way to where I was going now. And I just needed to get gas to go home and not to worry. And I didn't have to get off at the next exit. Just go to where I was teaching, get gas for my way home. And I just heard, you're loved. You are loved. I heard you. You are loved. And I'm just like, oh my God. So this is where I got the idea. So I just said to Michael, Michael, we need your help. Could you please do for this reservoir of transmission fluid what you did with my gas? I don't know what you did with my gas, but could you please do it again? Could you please do something that would allow us to be safe all the way home, because my husband doesn't have a funnel and it's pouring outside? And I could just feel that it had been hurt. I just knew it had been hurt. I knew it would be fine. I knew it would be okay. We got home just fine. And my husband was out there just before I was ready to come here. And he was farting around with the car. And he came out and he said, you won't believe what I found today. And he had this big smile on his face. And I said, what? He said, the transmission fluid container was absolutely full when I went to check it this morning. Not half full, not a quarter full. It was absolutely full. You won't believe it. It was full. And I went, I believe it. That's Michael. Michael did that. He said, I don't know if Michael did that. I guess I'll have to ask the guys at the shop whether that can happen, whether when it's really hot outside in a car, the transmission fluid will just start to register almost empty. And then as everything cools off, it'll just fill up again. And I'm looking at my husband going, are you serious? Like, are you serious? Michael actually did this to help you to have some faith in him and in the angels. And really, you're starting to rationalize this? You're starting to really go into this place? And I just kind of grabbed my head and came here. But that was Michael. Right. Michael did that again. Michael filled up the reservoir for the transmission fluid, not half full, not a quarter full, completely full, in hopes that my husband would really get the idea that the angels are here. And we'll have to discuss it more when I get home. But isn't that a great story? I mean, it's just like, I am so happy coming here. When I walked in your door, it was like, oh my God, the angels again, Michael again. It was just like, he just did it again. And yeah, what a wonderful day. He's just too much. It was Doreen Virtue that taught me about Archangel Michael and about the archangels and about how they help us here and how they help to bring peace to humanity. And yeah, it's just been a really interesting journey to read the things that she's delivered in text, and I think probably even on her website. And yeah, it's just, anyway, so there's another Michael story. Apparently there are hundreds of them.
I can imagine.
So yeah, so that was one of the little miracles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that would be a good segue for us, though, when what we were talking about just before, because you were talking about the divine shield and about, you know,
this is what we talked about last.
What we talked about last day about delivering to yourself the divine shield and asking for that shielding for yourself. And you're questioning whether the shielding is actually here because your shoulders still hurt.
Yeah.
And of course, I just before this show started, I went, oh, so because the miracle didn't happen,
right,
that your shoulders weren't just instantly healed from the delivering of that shield, you're now questioning the shield because there's no miracle. And, you know, Archangel Michael delivered to us a little miracle that my husband can't quite accept yet. And I don't know what Archangel Michael could have done better except to overflow the transmission fluid, which would have harmed the car. So really, we were delivered a miracle. But it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't always work that God or the angels deliver the miracle. It's like sometimes we need the process. And we need the process because we need to meet the people. We need to meet the people. We need to have the relationships. We need to heal certain things in a longer pathway for ourselves. We need to make the connections. We need to make the connections that we need to make. And, you know, so I just checked it, and your divine shield is firmly in place. And the things that are getting through your shield are, as I said, the things that you need to heal within yourself and that you need to ask for the healing of the people that have brought those to you. And you're in a process. So shucks, darn, no miracle for you when it comes to your shoulders. You're in a healing process, and that process is designed to deliver to you new experiences, new people, new relationships, new connections, you know, all of that on your path. And, you know, so sometimes we get a miracle and sometimes we get a longer process. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So crap.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder also if it has to do with, you know, trusting in the miracles or believing in the miracles.
Oh, I don't think you can get a miracle. Like, I don't think you, my husband obviously has some sort of disbelief in a miracle or not allowing those to happen in his life because it just happened and he's not accepting it.
Right.
Me, I look and I go, oh my God, that was an Archangel Michael miracle. And I am so accepting of that. I walk in here and my heart is just so open. It's just so, oh my God, I am so taken care of. And, you know, darn, you know, my husband isn't allowing himself to have that moment in his life of feeling so taken care of. And we're going to have a long conversation about that tonight over a glass of wine or something. And actually, we're not because he's going to work tonight. But, you know, isn't that kind of sad that the miracle gets delivered and one person can accept it for exactly what it is and feel so taken care of in this world, and another person just kind of is trying to rationalize how the fluid operates in that container, and I'm going to go talk to the guys and the specialists to tell me. And maybe he will accept the miracle after he talks to all the people in the gas station that are going to tell him that's impossible, that transmission fluid can't operate like that.
Wow. I bet everybody's going to try and rationalize it, right? So the people that don't believe will still find that rational explanation.
Oh, sure. And they're going to say, oh, you didn't read your dipstick properly. But, you know, there's a big difference between next to nothing on the dipstick and it's absolutely full. I mean, this is apparently a transmission oil.
Yeah.
You know, it's slippery. Yeah. It's an oil.
Yeah.
Anyway, exactly. But yeah, you're right. The people that don't want to believe in the miracles aren't going to allow miracles to happen in their life. Then they're not going to. Their consciousness is just not going to let that in. And that makes for a more difficult life. That makes for a life that's filled with more struggle and filled with more hardship and filled with the kinds of things that when you're not ready to be done with those, you don't, you know, the divine shielding can't really come into play. Like it can't really operate in its greatest fashion for you because right. You're still too interested in suffering and pain and hardship and struggle and...
Right. All right. So we'll talk more about that when we come back from our next break.
As we laugh our way into commercial.
That's right. If you have a question for Tracy, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
Texture everywhere.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Tracy McBurney with us. She's with us every second Friday of the month. And, well, at the break, we thought, you know, maybe we'd open up the lines for people that have had experiences with the angels or Archangel Michael, and we'd love to hear your story. So if you
is anybody listening that could share that with us?
If you have a story and you'd like to share that, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685.
Don't you ever get, like, as I'm listening to that introduction, because I come here and we do this, don't you ever think, wow, how can we live up to that introduction? Like, that's just a big introduction. I'm like, really? I just feel so little, kind of going, okay, now how do we do that? I just thought I'd vocalize it.
That's good. You know how you do it. You surrender and let things go. And
I have to, because how can you live up to that? How can I do that, little me? So
the thing is that Tracy's so amazing, but, you know, that's the whole bit about, you know, not having a big ego and being humble and just allowing your connection to guide you.
I have no, you have no choice. Oh, boy. Okay. So let's get back to this. I hope somebody calls in with an angel story, because that'll make me really happy. That'll make me feel like I'm not alone in this weirdness that I live in. Let's get back to this divine shielding piece for a second. We spoke about it last day, and for the people that weren't listening last day, it's just become such a wonderful thing to walk this planet. I have been, I think, empathetic and picking up on other people's energies for my whole life, and not really realizing how inundated with those energies of other people I could become. And so to actually ask, this is my new phrase, this divine of all creation, to ask that divine shielding descend and to just become a part of me, to become a part of my human experience, like the way I referred to it in the last talk, almost like a second skin.
Power suit.
They just deflected and moved away stuff that was not good for me, that was not meant to be shared so intimately with the inside of me. And I described it as a life more peaceful, a life not separate, not feeling separate from other people, but just feeling more insulated from stuff that became easier and easier for me to understand was none of my business, that I'd been getting myself involved in business that wasn't my business, and trying to make better things that I needed to make better because now they were inside of me. Does that make sense? Yeah. I needed to make better because they were now inside of me, but not realizing that they didn't really have to be inside of me. They didn't really have to become so intimately connected to me, if that makes sense. But there's been a lot of interesting education around this divine shielding. Like, this divine shielding gets you more closely connected to that God within yourself, more closely connected to that divine consciousness. It has to, because it's got a nervous system that's directly connected to it. And so it's not for everybody. Not everybody is ready to connect themselves to that divine shielding, which is all of ours. Like, it is a right of all of ours. It is part of us. But there's a huge amount of us that are not ready to take that leap, that are not ready yet to be that close to God, to be that close to, or to begin that process of being that close to the God within ourself, to be more directed by that God within ourself. We're still more interested in suffering. We're still more interested in hardship. We're still more interested in a harder life. a more struggling life, a life where we have to deal with all of that stuff inside of us. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And if we're still defining ourselves and our value from that place, then we're not the least bit interested in something called divine shielding, because we're still trying to prove ourselves and our worthiness from that place. So I just felt like that needed to be said, you know, that, and some people, I think, if they were just to ask for that divine shielding, would become very unsettled in that process because they are not ready for that.
Right.
Which is why I will say again, as I say on this show a lot, if safe and appropriate in highest and best interest, in my highest and best interest, deliver this to me. Deliver this to me. Because then it's not coming, like that experience is not coming to you before you're ready.
Right.
Right? Anyway, I just felt like I needed to say that.
Well, Tracy, you got your wish.
Yay!
Yes, I know. We have a caller. Now, I'm not sure it's an angel story,
okay.
But let's
right.
hear what Joan has to say. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Lori and Tracy. How are you?
Good. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I do have an angel story. It's kind of unusual. I gave a workshop on color affirmations, and the night after that, I was woken up at 4:44. I'm gone. But there was no alarm. I heard an alarm in my head, and then I looked at the clock, and it said 4:44. So I looked up what that meant on the Internet, and it meant that there's a lot of angels around you. But then I was led to Doreen Virtue's site, which I had never been to before, and I asked one of her practitioners a question, and I just let it go. And then about an hour later, I went out into my garden and played with my dog. And then all of a sudden, I saw this like shiny object floating down. It was not an angel, but it was a balloon, one of those birthday balloons. It had butterflies on it, and it also had a note attached to it. It just floated down into my garden, and it said, "If you find this," if you find this balloon, you've been touched by an angel.
How neat is that?
That's awesome.
I know. How neat is that? So cool. So, no, I mean, that just kind of like blew me away. It's like, how synchronistic was that?
That's a wonderful story.
Have a question that possibly Michael can answer through you, Tracy, because I have lost my phone. And I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in the house. It's a cell phone.
Okay.
Do you get any impressions?
You know what? I could try, but I could also educate you to say that Archangel Michael, if you ask him, like he is an angel of protection, but according to Doreen Virtue and everything that I've ever read and all of my own experiences from taking her advice through this, is that he will help you to find that phone. If that phone is findable, you ask Archangel Michael to help you with this.
I already did.
Yeah. And so if in fact you're not, how long ago did you ask?
Oh, just a little while ago.
Okay. So sometimes, usually within the day, but what I find is that what will happen is that Michael will almost take over my brain. He'll take over my senses. He'll take over my eyes. My eyes will start looking in places and seeing things that I hadn't seen before. I remember leaving my purse, for example. I got really excited at an I Can Do It show a couple of years back. I left my purse under the chair to go and get an autograph from one of the people in the front of the stage. And it was like 5,000 people deep in this room. And I clearly had forgotten when all the people stood up and all the people moved around, I forgot what section of this place I had left my purse in. But I suddenly remembered that I'd left my purse under the chair. But I went to the wrong section of the auditorium to go and retrieve my purse. So I immediately went, somebody has taken it, somebody's stolen it. And I then remembered that Archangel Michael would help to direct me to that purse or direct me to where I could find the purse. And it was like within 15 minutes of being quiet, I set, my eyes were set on a different place in the auditorium than the section that I was looking at. And then all of a sudden I could see my purse and it was sitting right underneath the chair. So it took Michael taking over my senses. So it's almost like rather than asking me to let Michael come in like that, it's that you need to let Michael come into you like that, to join with you in that way. And to not be afraid of that, to not be afraid to have that kind of intimate relationship with him and let him take over you for a short period of time so that he can direct you to the place that you need to look. And it feels right. It feels like that's the better way, is to teach you that power relationship between you and that angel. And it feels like he's taking me over a little bit to tell me to tell you that, he's trying to work with you. He's heard you. He's telling me that your phone is in your home. He's trying to work with you to help you to see it, and you're not letting him in. You're not surrendering to him and letting yourself join with him. And just take a deep breath and let him be with you and let him walk with you. He will not hurt you. There is something from your past. He's asking you to let him in. He's asking to let that be healed within you. There is something that's not letting that closer relationship, not letting you receive at that deeper level. And it's not just about, I'm going to ask that a more feminine energy be asked to enter into this experience with you. Something that won't frighten you so much, and something that will help you to feel more sorted with this, so that he can have this relationship with you. And that's what he wants. He wants a longer-term solution so that you will be able to turn to him and be with him in your moments of need, in your moments of anxiety, in your moments of questioning. That's what he wants. And he wants you to feel safe in that process. So it feels like something is shifting. And I don't know whether you can feel it on your end. But
I think so.
Yeah, okay. And that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I feel like the two of you are together. Okay? The two of you are together. He is now with you in a way that you have not allowed. And he's not taking anything from you. He does not want to take anything from you. He merely wants to be with you and to guide you and to help you to find this phone. And the two of you are just going to be there for the next half an hour, 15 minutes, hour, 2 hours, however long it takes, just be with him.
Okay.
And it's almost like this heals something. That's what I want to say. It heals something. It heals something around sharing.
Tracy, could you repeat that? It heals something.
This experience that you're having right now is also healing something. I feel like it's family pattern. It's a family pattern. It's a healing for you around a deep level of sharing and intimacy with a man. And it's not for me to do this for you. It's for you to be able to do this with Michael and to be able to share with a man at this deeper level of intimacy. And it is a family pattern that is now being healed. And I'm going to ask that Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit helps to heal karmic family patterns, that if it is safe and appropriate and highest and best interest, that Holy Spirit come in to aid with this as you would allow it. And it feels like you are allowing it. So it feels like Holy Spirit is now entering into the experience, and I hope you can feel it, because it's always lovely when that mother energy comes in to aid and help us. Because this is a family pattern. It's bigger than you, right? It's something that you were born into.
Yes, I totally agree. And I've been working on, actually, this morning I addressed a certain family pattern.
Yeah.
So this must be part of it.
Yeah, this comes in from mother's end of the family.
Mother's end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this comes in from mother's end of the family. Oh, it comes in from father's end, too. Isn't it interesting? You're getting a double whammy on two.
Yeah, I was going to say it felt like both sides.
Yeah, so it's coming in from both sides, and she's helping with it from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Michael wants. Michael wants you to feel safe in an intimate relationship with a man at this level. And, yeah, isn't this lovely? Isn't this great? So I think you're going to find your phone. And it is.
There's more to it than the phone, but thank you so much, Tracy.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, lovely. So just let that happen because Holy Spirit's still working with you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Joan. All right, so we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you have an angel story or you would like some assistance from Tracy, you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. She can be found on the internet at tracymcburney.com, T-R-A-C-Y, so with Tracy without an E, M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.com, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com. The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney with us today. Tracy's with us every second Friday of the month. And we're talking, well, now we're going to shift back to the original thing that we were talking about, which was
well, something that's been coming up in your work, but it's so related to the original thing. And
which you helped me to see. I hadn't seen that piece. It's awesome where we go on break.
Yeah. It's just filling the emptiness, which, of course, I'm not doing myself. And yeah.
Right. And you helped me to see that, you know, I had no problem asking Archangel Michael to fill the emptiness of the gas tank or to fill the emptiness. Like, that was a no. Well, actually, it was just it was not really knowing whether that could happen or not happen. But at least I was going to ask. Right. You helped me to see just now that, you know, I came in today saying, oh, yeah, and there's this other piece of, you know, asking this divine of all creation to fill the emptinesses within us. Instead of us doing that job, instead of us taking charge of that job. So we started to talk at break. And we were talking about, you know, other shows that you're doing and how you're really working with other people to do exactly that. Turn to this God, turn to this divine to fill the emptiness within themselves and not really, you know, recognizing that that's so around you right now. As we were still on break, I went, okay, well, one of the limiting beliefs that doesn't allow you to make that easier for you as you make it easier for everybody else is this idea that healing has got to be hard. That healing can't be, it's that miracle. It's like if you continue to believe that healing has to be hard and healing takes a long time and the healing of something takes a long time, then you literally cut yourself off from the miracle. There can be no miracle. That there is never going to be a miracle that happens if the job for the healing of something has to be hard. If it has to involve a lot of suffering, if it has to involve a lot of pain, then where's the miracle in that? There is no space for a miracle in that. So I just asked a question. I said, Divine, her shoulder pain, is it some way connected to some emptiness inside of her that she's trying to fill? And I got a huge yes. And I say, okay, is she looking to you for help with that? No. Okay, so, and then you came up with, well, you're doing it all yourself.
Right.
Right? And that means you're doing it all yourself in disconnection with that part of yourself that is that divine part of yourself. So you're doing it all yourself, but you're not doing it with your whole self, right? You're not recognizing the wholeness of you as you say, I'm going to do this myself.
Right.
And that's a problem. That's a problem for all of us, is how little we think of ourselves. You know, how little we make ourselves. You know, it's what Mandela in that famous inaugural speech, you know, we're afraid of our greatness. We're afraid to recognize how big we are. And maybe with the recognition of the bigness of us, what they say is that, what does that bring greater responsibility? I think so. So we can be spiritually irresponsible if we're down here in our littleness, right? I don't know all of the semantics of that. I'm just sitting here with this problem in front of me and I'm going, this is my friend. This is my friend. We are one. Ho'oponopono says we are one. So I take responsibility for that problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. The need to heal this all by myself and keeping my mind in a disconnected place from recognizing that there is a divine part of me that is part of self. I'm taking responsibility for that. I'm taking responsibility for making healing harder than it needs to be. I'm taking responsibility for recognizing there's an emptiness inside of myself and not literally joining that emptiness with this God. And with this God of all creation, or at least with this divine within myself. I'm not joining the divine within myself with this emptiness and saying to that divine within myself, join with that emptiness. Be one with that emptiness. Help me with that emptiness. Help me to resolve that emptiness. I wish to look to you, divine self and divine of all creation, to aid in the resolution of this emptiness. I'm not doing that. And yet I'm saying, I need to do this all myself. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. That I do not recognize this emptiness and take this emptiness and join this emptiness to the divine within myself, or even bigger than that, the divine of all creation. I do not let the two of those meet. And I arrogantly say, it's for me to do. And I do not recognize a me as divine. I do not recognize a divine part of me. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. I do not recognize a divine within me, and I do not recognize a divine of all creation, and I do not join those to the emptiness within me, and I do not look to those to resolve the problem. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. 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 I do not let you, divine, enter into my emptiness. I do not let you fill up my emptiness with your ideas, with your thoughts, with your wisdom, with your love. I do not let that divine part of me enter into my emptiness. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. I do not let that divine of all creation enter into my emptiness. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. 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 What a cool healing stream that we are creating. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. And now I ask you, divine, to take me out of the active role of this healing stream. This is far too big, what I have begun for all of us. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for taking this from me. I thank you for reconciling it on my behalf and on our behalf. Thank you, thank you, thank you for delivering us from this place of lower consciousness and delivering us to a higher way of thinking, a higher way of healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, with that, we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. She can be found on the internet at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Gonna be with you. color.
The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney here today. We've been talking about, well, some very interesting things with regards to divine shielding and allowing our emptiness to get filled. We did a very interesting process.
Divinely filled.
We've done some interesting processes with two people now, one with myself and with a caller about allowing Michael to come in. And I just want to remind you that, you know, even though it sounds like we're just working with two people, it's much deeper than that. And if you re-listen to some of these from your own space, allow the healing to take to work.
I feel like I'm using the word emptiness. For other people, they would connect with loneliness.
Oh.
Loneliness. It's like loneliness is a deep emptiness. It's a deep cavern of space. And it almost feels like I take full responsibility for holding on to this loneliness. I take full responsibility for not joining this loneliness with you, divine, for not looking to you, divine, to aid with this feeling of such emptiness and loneliness within me, not asking you to fill this space, not asking you to deliver me from this space. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Grabbing on to all sorts of other places other than this place within me and beyond me to aid in that process. So it's like, what do we grab onto when we feel lonely, when we feel distressed, when we feel anxious? What do we grab for? What things in the cupboards do we grab for? We don't instantaneously sit in that space of loneliness, sit in that space of distress, sit in that space of anxiety, and literally surrender this to this divine, literally ask this divine part of us and this divine of all creation to enter into these feelings, to enter into this cavern of pain. We don't do that. We don't do that. We grab for the foods. We grab for the sodas. We grab for the sugars. We grab for the people.
Yeah.
Right? We grab these addictive relationships that we have. We grab here, outreaching here, instead of, we grab for the distractions. Distractions. Rather than literally asking this, whatever you were, God Almighty, asking this divine of all creation, asking this divine within ourselves. In other words, how safe do you feel? I must feel safe enough now to talk about the divine of all creation and to literally recognize that I can be one with that. Recognize that I can be one with that. Not just the divine within myself, but the divine of all creation. Right? There's a level of safety. There's a level of consciousness that comes from that. And so I can reach for that now with comfort. not just reach for the divine within myself, but reach for something beyond myself, a divine of all creation, to enter in to my loneliness, to enter in to my emptiness, to enter into my distress, to enter in with its wisdom and its guidance and its love, to come into these places, to fill these places, to deliver me from these places into a better world, into a better way of thinking. Raise me from this place that I am stuck in right now. Take me out of this place into something better. Deliver me from, what is it in the prayer? Deliver me from this evil. Or, you know, this darkness.
Yeah.
And so I've been using the word emptiness, but for a lot of people that might be listening to the show, it would be loneliness. For other people, it would be anxiety. But distress, disgust. Deliver me from this temptation. Right? Yeah. Anyway, it feels right. And then it's, what do you feel most comfortable connecting with? Can you envision connecting just with the divine within yourself? To embrace this idea that there is a divine, there is a spark of that light within you. So asking that light, that spark, to enter into that emptiness, to join with it, to become one with it. You know, nothing can stay that dark when you're asking light to join with it by virtue of the fact that you've asked that light to come. There can't be the same presence of darkness.
Right.
You've got that look on your face like we're breaking now.
No. I'm just curious as to, we'll be ending the show shortly, but no, that's interesting because it's that piece of us that's so addicted to
separation,
pain, fear, or separation.
It's so addicted. That's ego.
Yeah.
Ego, and until the ego has become enlightened, and I thought it was such a cool idea. I thought I thought of it, the enlightenment of the ego. But clearly I didn't, because it's right there in the Course in Miracles, and I couldn't believe that it was there. It was like, we're always going to have an ego, but I would like to walk with an ego enlightened. I want my ego to know its connection to my divine. I want my ego to know its connection to, and to know it's welcome in the center of my soul. To know that it is welcome in God's kingdom. To know its connection to love. Ego, by virtue of how it was created from fear. And created from a feeling of separation, which gave birth to a need in our consciousness for ego. I want my ego to, in its more enlightened state, to know its existence does no longer need to exist in a state of separation, and that it now can recognize its divineness, recognize its connection to this God, recognize that it is not, doesn't exist as a replacement for God, but that it can still exist in a more enlightened way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
So to ask for an ego enlightenment, an upgrade for my ego. If safe and appropriate and highest and best interest, I ask for an upgrade for my ego so that my ego can now become enlightened. Nice. And walk with me forever.
Nice. All right. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Find her on the web. You'll like the information she can offer. You really have to talk to her in person, though. That's probably the only way to fully embrace what Tracy can do, or to listen to these shows. Anyway, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Talk to you next week.